topics. In the second paragraph, practice means employing our senses in some particular type of work. Therefore, devotional service and practice means utilizing our different sensory organs in service to Krishna. Some of the senses are meant for acquiring knowledge, and some are meant for executing the conclusions of our thinking, feeling, and willing. So practice means employing both the mind and the senses in practice of devotional service. This practice is not for developing something artificial. For example, a child learns and practices to walk. This walking is not unnatural. The walking capacity is there originally in the child. Simply by a little practice, she walks very nicely. Similarly, devotional service to the Supreme Lord is the natural instinct of every living entity. Even uncivilized men like the Aborigines offer their respectful obeisances to something wonderful exhibited by nature's law. And they appreciate that behind some wonderful exhibition or action, there is something supreme. For this consciousness, though lying dormant in those who are materially contaminated, is found in every living entity. And when purified, it is called Krishna consciousness.
So, even in the minds of the jungle people, there is obedience to the Supreme. As soon as there is some thunderbolt strikes, they offer obeisances. As soon as they see a big sea, ocean, they offer obeisances. Offering obeisances to the great, that is natural. That is the gradual appreciation of the potency or energy of the Supreme Lord. Because whatever we see, whatever there is, that nothing but different manifestation of the energy of the Supreme Lord. Parasya Brahmana Shakti. We can appreciate the potencies, the energies of the Supreme Lord. Anyway, as I explained yesterday, the potency is there in the seed. As Krishna says, Bijuham Sarvabhutanam, the big banyan tree is concentrated within a small seed, smaller than the mustard seed. There is a potency of a very big tree. There is a story, it is a very instructive story, that Narada Muni was passing to go to Vaikuntha, and on the way, one very learned scholar, Brahman, met him, and he inquired from Narada Muni where he was going. Narada Muni said that I am going to see Narayan, my Lord. So the Brahman asked him, oh, you are going to meet Narayan, will you kindly inquire for me when I shall be liberated? Narada Muni said, yes, I shall inquire. Similarly, on the way, he met one cobbler. He also inquired Narada Muni where he was going. And he said, will you kindly inquire from Lord Narayana when he would be liberated? So, when Narada Muni met Narayana, so he inquired, because he is saintly person, he promised that such and such Brahmin inquired like this, and a cobbler also inquired like this. So Narayana said, this cobbler will be liberated in this life. And that brahmana will take some time, some many births. So Narayana Muni became astonished that he was a learned scholar and brahmin, and he would take so much time and the cobbler would be liberated in this life. Oh, what is the reason, sir? So Narayana gave him one needle and he requested him that when they inquire what Narayana was doing, you can say that Narayana was pulling one elephant through the hole of the needle, this side and that side. In this side. So, when he came back, the brahmana said, sir, I offer my respects to obeisance to you and Narayana. We cannot believe this, that through the needle, or through the hole of a needle, an elephant is being passed this side and that side. And when it was informed to the cobbler, he began to cry. He said, oh, my Narayana is so powerful that he can do everything. He believed immediately that yes, for Narayana it is possible to pull the elephant through the hole of the needle, this side and that. So, Narada Muni inquired, how do you believe this? The other person, the Brahman, his learned person, he did not believe. How do you believe it? What is your conviction? He says, sir, I believe in this way because I am sitting under this tree. This is a banyan tree. And so many, what is it called, figs are falling down. And each fig there are thousands of small seeds. And in each seed there is a banyan tree. So if Narayana can keep thousands of banyan trees within this fig through, how it is not possible for him to pull an elephant through the hole of a needle. So, this is called faith. The faith is not blind. There is proof. The cobbler, was not blindly believing that Narayana was pulling an elephant through the hole of a needle. But he sees practically the potency, the power of the Lord, Vijohamsago Bhutana, how he keeps all the potencies of the banyan tree within the seed. So otherwise, there is no meaning, all powerful. He can do whatever he likes, inconceivable. Srila Jiva Goswami therefore expressed that unless we believe inconceivable potency of the Lord, then we cannot understand the activities. Parātha sakti vividhai vasyate sābhāviki jñāna valakriyāsa. We cannot judge how things are happening. But we have to believe. Therefore, Vedic knowledge is so important. We cannot make research, we cannot judge. Simply, if we take the Vedic truth, just as we have several times explained, the Vedas accept the cow dung pure, whereas the stool of other animal is impure. So we have to accept like that. So, Vedavani. Vedavani means you cannot deny it. You cannot argue on it. You have to accept as it is. Therefore, learned scholar, when he speaks something, he gives evidence from the Veda, Shruti. Shruti Pramana, that is the best evidence. gone.
There are certain prescribed methods for employing our senses and mind in such a way that our dormant consciousness for loving Krishna will be invoked, as much as a child with a little practice can begin to walk.
See, both channels are in the Pancharatra system, in the Shastras. The regulatory principles are so made that if we practice it, gradually our dormant Krishna consciousness will be awakened. Therefore, these prescribed rules and regulations, as it is given in the Shastra and confirmed by the Acharyas, Jnatam Das Thakur says, Tadero Charano Sebi, we have to follow the footprints of the Acharyas. Acharya means parampara. One Acharya is following the previous Acharya. The Acharya does not manufacture anything, something novel. He follows his previous Acharya. And therefore he sees Acharya, and one who follows Acharyaman Purusha Veda. Acharya Upasanam, in the Bhagavad Gita it says. So we have to accept the principles laid down by the Acharya. Tadero Tarana Sevi Bhakta Saneva. Rupa Raghu Natha Pade Saive Akuti Pave Hama Bujhavase Jugalaki. Nartam Dasavu. These are Nartam Dasavu's versions are accepted as Vedic versions. Shruti Prama, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that the statements of Nartam Das Thakur are as good as Vedic evidences. Therefore, he quotes from Nartam Das Thakur often. Nartam Das Thakur, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, and the six Goswamis, their authorities. So we have no difficulty. Tadero Charano Sevi Bhakta Sanva. That's why. Let us follow the footprints of the Acharyas, Goswamis, and live together as sincere, serious devotees. Then our life is successful. It is not very difficult. Bhakta Sanva, Tadero Charano Sevi. We should live together as devotees and follow the footprints of the Acharya. Don't manufacture concoction, then it will be spoiled. Simply try to follow. They will protect, they will give protection. Because Krishna says, Aham tva sarva papibhyo mokkhaisya. If we take shelter of the Acharya, that means we take shelter of Krishna. Jasya prasadad bhagavat prasad. If the Acharya Guru is satisfied, then we must know certainly that Krishna is satisfied. Jasya prasadad bhagavat prasad. Acharya man vijanya. So, this is the principle, and the Acharyas give us direction. It is not very difficult. Simply, we have to become very serious and sincere. Then everything is all right. Wrong.
One who has no basic walking capacity cannot walk by practice. Similarly, Krishna consciousness cannot be aroused simply by practice.
Artificially practice Krishna consciousness is not possible. There is Krishna consciousness, nitya siddha Krishna bhakti saddha kaguna. It is not by the practice, but following certain methods, just like sex impulse is there already in everyone's heart. When there is opportunity, it becomes arrogant. It is not that artificially a dull stone can be arrogant in sex impulse. No. In human being or animal living being, there is sex impulse. But it becomes arrogant in a favorable circumstance. Similarly, if we keep ourselves in favorable circumstances, that means bhaktasane vas, living with your devotees without any material desires, then the Vrindavan, they are living in Vrindavan. What is the meaning of living? Because bhaktasane bas. Here, whoever comes, he comes for the purpose of developing devotional attitude. Not for any. Here nobody comes for making business or making money. If anyone comes, he makes offense, dhamma parat. Dhamma parat, it is called, there are many kinds of dhamma parat, nama parat, seva parat. There are parat, offenses. That will be described in the Bhaktivedanta Sindhu. So, here in Vrindavan Dham, nobody should make any business. Nobody should try to satisfy senses in Vrindavan Dham. Then his living in Vrindavan Dham will be profitable. Of course, anyone living in Vrindavan Dham is fortunate because the Dham itself has its own power. But anukulyena krishna nisrinam, similarly, if we live in the dhamma in anukul way, favorable way, then our achievement or ultimate success is very easy. If we commit offenses, it will be delayed. But still, anyone, somewhere or other, who is living in Vrindavan, sticking to the dust of Vrindavan, he is certainly benefited. Ron?
Actually, there is no such practice. When we wish to develop our innate capacity for devotional service, there are certain processes which, by our accepting and executing them, will cause that dormant capacity to be invoked. Such practice is called sadhana bhakti.
The practice, following the rules and regulations of Shastra and Acharya's direction of the spiritual master, that is called sadhana bhakti. That anyone can do, provided he is serious. Adu sadhya tato sadhu sangha ato bhajana kriya. This bhajana kriya means sadhana bhakti. So, if our bhajana kriya is proper and in the line, then anartha nirittisya. Then all the anarthas, unwanted things, bad habits, that will be immediately vanquished. Dātthan anartha nirti tato nishtha tato ruchi tatha shakti tato bhāva. In this way, we shall increase our attitude of devotional service, ultimately getting shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord.
Every living entity under the spell of material energy is held to be in the abnormal condition of madness. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, generally, the conditioned soul is mad because he is always engaged in activities which are the causes of bondage and suffering. The spirit soul in its original condition is joyful, blissful, eternal, and full of knowledge.
These materialistic persons, they are mad. Mad. Pisachi paile jano moti channa hoy. Maya grosta jiver sahi dosha upaja. We, those who are materialistic persons, we are mad after sense gratification. Exactly like a person who is ghostly haunted. He speaks all sorts of nonsense. Similarly, in our material condition, we speak simply all nonsense. Unless we engage our tongue in the talking of Krishna Katha, Vachamsi Vaikuntha Gunanu Varnan. Unless we engage our tongue in describing about the glories of Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha means the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we shall be talking politics and other nonsense and waste our time. Just like the frog is crying. that means, Juhasati Daduri Keva. The Bhagavata is said that we have got tongue, but if we don't use the tongue for Krishna Seva, Sevanmukhi hi juha, though our devotional service begins from the tongue. People will how service begins from the tongue. Yes. Sevanmukhi hi juha, though sameva surata. So the tongue is very good instrument for developing devotional service. If you don't use this tongue in devotional service, then it is compared with the tongue of the frog. Jivha daduri kevo. Why my tongue is so nice? Why it is compared with the tongue of a frog? Because the frog, crowing, kakarkong, that means inviting the snake. The snake cannot see where is the frog, but by hearing the sound, crowing sound, this snake can understand, here is my food. So his crowing sound will be stopped as soon as it is swallowed up by the snake. Similarly, we have got this tongue, human body. It is not the cat's tongue or dog's tongue or tiger's tongue or hog's tongue. It is the human being tongue. So this should be engaged for Krishna's service by chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is, the tongue is being used and tasting Krishna prasada. If we do not read any shastra, if you simply chant Hare Krishna mantra, the tongues, and simply do not eat anything which is not offered to Krishna, if you take this vow that my tongue should be used only for Krishna, by chanting Hare Krishna mantra and chanting when I become hungry, I take some little prasada. Actually, that was the original process of Paramahansa's Goswami's. They used to Krishna kirtana gananattana paro. Their tongue was always used for Krishna kirtana. Krishna kirtana gananattana paro premam mitam nidhi dhira dhira janapriyo priyataro nirmasaro pujito Sri Chaitanya kripabharo bhuvi bhubha bharav hantarato Bande Rupa Sanatana Uragujigo, Sri Jiva Gopal. So, the Goswamis used to spend their time by using Haridas Thakur. Haridas Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. He was using his tongue. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna. Very simple thing. But it is difficult also. So gradually, we should not imitate, but follow the footprints of great saintly persons, acharyas, and then gradually we shall practice tadero charana sevi, bhakta sanima. This society, Krishna Consciousness Society, is made just to create some devotees, so that people by the association of the devotees and following the footprints of the Goswami, they will be automatically elevated to the transcendental platform. This is the meaning of Krishna Consciousness Society. It is not a joint mess that you bring something, I bring something, and let us cook together and eat and sleep. It is not that society. We should always be engaged. Always we shall use our tongue. So, Tadero Charana Sevi Bhakta, it is a very important passage given by Narottam Das Thakur. Tadero Charana Sevi. Our business should be how to execute the orders of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Goswamis, the Sara Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Prithivite Athirata Navaradigram. Sarvatra prachar haiye manna. He wanted that the human being, those who have taken birth as a human being in India, they should take the cause, the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. and spread all over the world. Janma sarthak kari karo paropoka. The India is made for doing good to others. India is not meant for exploiting others. That is not India's mission from the very beginning. From long, long distant place, people used to come here to learn a spiritual advancement of life. It is said that Lord Jesus Christ also came here and he lived here for 12 years. Similarly, many Chinese scholars and transcendentalists used to come. So, India is a land of knowledge and culture, especially spiritual knowledge, since very, very long time. So especially those who are born in India, they should take advantage of the privilege. Unfortunately, they are criticizing the foreigners, those who have taken to it. They are suspecting. It is very, very regrettable fact. But anyway, that is the way, that is the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that those who are intelligent persons, intelligent Indians, they should take advantage of the gifts of the great sages and saintly persons, make their life successful, and preach the cult all over the world. That is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Our Krishna consciousness movement is meant for that purpose.
Only by his implication in material activities has he become miserable, temporary, and full of ignorance. This is due to vikarma. Vikarma means actions which should not be done. Therefore, we must practice sadhana bhakti, which means to offer mangalaratrika, deity worship, in the morning, to refrain from certain material activities, to offer obeisances to the spiritual master, and to follow many other rules and regulations which will be discussed here one after another. These practices will help one to become cured of madness. As a man's mental disease is cured by the directions of a psychiatrist, so this sadhana bhakti cures the conditioned soul of his madness under the spell of Maya, material illusion.
So, as they are mentioned, the first principle is that every devotee must try to rise early in the morning. That is first business. This practice should be done first. No one should sleep more than 6 hours. Or if you want to sleep more, but you must rise early in the morning at 4 o'clock. Attend the arati, mangala arati. Mangala arati means auspicious beginning of your day. If you stand before Mangala Arati in Vrindavan, you see, in every temple, as soon as there is 4 o'clock, the ding-dong bell immediately begins. People can rise early in the morning, take bath in the Jamuna, and visit the deities in the temple. There is no necessity of passing any examines and taking B.A.D. for devotional service. Simply, you have to follow the regulative things. Then automatically, you will become spiritualized. Very simple method. Vrindavan is specially meant for that purpose. Why people come to Vrindavan? To take the advantage. Here the atmosphere is surcharged with devotion and service. We should take advantage of. This is called sadhana bhakti. Sadhana. Sadhana bhakti means you have to practice it. It does not require much education. It does not depend on your riches that you have to become a very rich man to follow the regulative principle to rise early in the morning. Anyone can rise in the morning. It is simply practice. You can take bath in the Jamuna. It is simply practice. You can visit the temples early in the morning. It is simply practice. So, this is called sadhana bhakti. Practicing. Go on.
Narada Muni mentions this sadhana bhakti in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 1st chapter, 30th verse. He says there to King Yudhishthir, "My dear king, one has to fix his mind on Krishna by any means." That is called Krishna consciousness.
Jena tena putarena mona Krishna nibis. The practice means somehow or other you fix up your mind on the lotus feet of Krishna, as Maharaj Amrish did. Savai mana Krishna padaravinda. Practice in such a way that he'll be able to think of the lotus feet of Krishna 24 hours without any stop. That is the first class yogi. Immediately you become a first class yogi. You don't have to practice the meditation, samadhi, dhyana, dharana, asana, pranayama, this astanga yoga. Without practicing astanga yoga, you simply practice the one simple thing. Simply thinking at the lotus feet of Krishna. Always. Then you become a first class yogi. It is not our statement, it is Krishna's statement. Yogi nama pi sarvesam. Madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati jumam samijitratamu. He is first class yogi. Who is always thinking of me within his heart. Sadhyavan. With faith and love, is always thinking of Krishna. He is first class yogi. So, our, this Krishna consciousness movement is so nice that if we take it seriously, then immediately on the first stage we become a first class yogi. Immediately. Without any bodily endeavor, mystic exercise. No need. In Kali Yuga it is not possible. In the yoga practice in your Western countries, it is very popular, but that is a fact. Yoga practice is very difficult, especially in this age. Tite jat dhyato Vishnu. Yoga practice was being done in the Satya Yuga. People are very strong. They used to live for many, many years. They could practice yoga. Here, we do not know when it shall die. There is no, I mean, it is a fixed up time. At any moment, we can die. Padam padam jat vipodam. We are simply in the midst of dangerous conditions at any moment. Just like when you are coming from Mr. Chaudhary's house, immediately there would have been a motor accident in this Vrindavan. Immediately. So, padang padang jag vipada. Here, especially in this Kali Yuga, the time is very bad. At any moment, there can be any turmoil and we can die at any moment. Therefore, the recommendation is Harinama 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 Yvakivalam Kalo Nastiva 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 Gatiyandatha. You are chanting Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. If I die chanting Hare Krishna, it is a great opportunity. So, this practice, Kirtaniya Sadahari, this is the only sadhana, sadhana bhakti. Chantale Hare Krishna mantra. Fix up your mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. And it will be very easily possible to make your life perfect. Go on.
It is the duty of the Acharya, the spiritual master, to find the ways and means for his disciples to fix his mind on Krishna. That is the beginning of sadhana bhakti.
Yes. The acharya, the spiritual master's duty is to give direction to the disciples how he can fix up his mind always on the lotus feet of Krishna. He knows how to engage a particular devotee in a particular type of service. Satarmana, tamabhatsa, that we are, everyone has got some particular talent. It is the duty of the spiritual master to engage his disciples' talent in the service of the Lord, so that constantly he can think of the Lord. This is spiritual master did. One.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us an authorized program for this purpose, centered around the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. This chanting has so much power that it immediately attaches one to Krishna. That is the beginning of sadhana bhakti. Somehow or other, one has to fix his mind on Krishna. The great saint Ambarisha Maharaj A lower responsible king fixed his mind on Krishna, and similarly anyone who tries to fix his mind in this way will very rapidly make progress in successfully reviving his original Krishna consciousness.
Because fix our mind on the lotus feet of Krishna, it is over. Dhyanavastita tadgatena manasa pashyanti jan yogina. Who is yogi? Dhyanavastita. Always thinking of Krishna, Krishna's lotus feet. Dhyanavastita tadgatena manasa, tadgatena manasa. Absorb in the thought of Krishna. This is yoga system. Somewhere or other, if you fix up your mind on the lotus feet of Krishna, that is perfection of yoga. Yogi nama api sarvesha. That is the verdict of all sastras. So, by fixing up your mind on the lotus feet of Krishna, immediately you become first-class yogi. There is no doubt about it. Go on.
That is, sadhana bhakti, or practice of devotional service, can also be divided into two parts. The first part is called regulative principles. One has to follow these different regulative principles by the order of the spiritual master, or on the strength of authoritative scriptures.
Yes, the regulative principle means that you don't manufacture it. Regulative principle means authorized. As they are mentioned in the authorized scriptures, and as it is confirmed by the spiritual master, because we do not know. When it is confirmed by the spiritual master, yes, it is right. Sadhu Guru, Sadhu Shastra Guru Bhak, Tinete Koryal, the same statement of Narottamdasa. Sadhu, principles which are followed. Sadhu Marganu Gavanam. We cannot follow asadhu marga. We must follow sadhu marga. Mahajana dina gatasya pantha. We cannot follow an upstart manufacturing some song, manufacturing some ideas. We cannot follow that. What is authorized song we shall sing? What is authorized method we shall follow? Sadhu guru shastrava. Sadhu and guru means on the basis of shastra. And shastra means the statements of sadhu and guru. Therefore, sadhu and guru and shastra, they are identical. So, they must be converted. If somebody is sadhu, is speaking against shastra, then he is not sadhu. If somebody is guru, if he is going against shastra, then he is not guru. And shastra means the original guru and sadhu. What do you mean by shastra? That's like in Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam means we are studying the character of original sadhu and guru. That's like Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad Charitra, Dhruva Charitra, Amrish Charitra, the Pandavas, Bhishma. So, Bhagavat means the glories of Bhagavan and devotees. That's all. This is Bhagavatam. Sadhu Guru Shastra Vaktatine Te Kuriyayu. So, this is Sadhan Bhakti. We must take instruction from the spiritual master and Adu Budvasam Saddharma Pricha. Who requires a spiritual master? One who is inquisitive of Saddharma, not Asaddharma. Saddharma Pricha. Tasmad Gurum Prabhadeta Jigyasu Seya Uttama. A man requires a spiritual master when he is inquisitive to know about the transcendental subject matter. To accept a spiritual master is not a fashion. That's like we keep a dog, pet. Similarly, if we keep a spiritual master, pet spiritual master, to get sanction of all my sinful activities, that is not accepting spiritual master. Spiritual master means tadvidhi panipate na paripasne na seva. You should accept a spiritual master where you think that you can surrender yourself fully and offer your service. That is spiritual master. Sadhu Madhgana. Sadhana Pritcha. So, spiritual master is required for a person who is interested in the transcendental subject matter. Tadvidhi panipatena paripasnena siva. Tadvijyanatham sarguru meva budakche. Tadvijyan. Tadvijyan. The science of spiritual life. One is interested in the science of spiritual life. Not that to keep a spiritual master as a fashion. No. One must be serious. Tatmat gurum prapaddeta jigyasu se uttamam. First of all, one must know in which subject matter he is inquisitive, in material things or in spiritual matter. If he is actually interested in spiritual matter, then he should search out a proper bona fide spiritual master. Guru meva vidachet must find out. It is not option, it must. Master, you cannot avoid. Without bona fide spiritual master, you cannot go straight forward. One.
And there can be no question of refusal. That is called righty or regulating. One has to do it without any argument.
Another, yes, you cannot argue with the spiritual master. First of all, you have to select a spiritual master where you can completely surrender. And as soon as like Arjuna surrendered to Krishna, when he saw that the questions which have arisen in my mind, it cannot be solved by ordinary person. Therefore he selected, he told him that I can understand without your Lordship nobody can mitigate all the doubts in my mind. Tasmat gurum prapaddi. Shishasti yam sadhiva. Therefore, original spiritual master is Krishna. Krishna is original spiritual master. Tene brahma rida adhikavai. Krishna first instructed brahma adhikavai. From brahma we have got this Vedas, Vedic knowledge. Therefore, Krishna is the original spiritual master. Aham eva asam agre. Before creation, Krishna was there. Aham adirhi devanam. Krishna is the origin of all the devas. Devas means Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha. Then all other demigods. So in this way, Krishna is the original spiritual master. Just like he is the spiritual master of Arjuna. So, study of Bhagavad Gita means, if you follow the footprints of Arjuna, then you are also as good as Arjuna. Not as good, I mean to say, that your knowledge is perfect. Perfect in this sense, that Arjuna accepted Krishna as Parabrahma. You accept Krishna as Parabrahma, then your study of Bhagavad Gita is perfect. And if you make your so-called erudite scholarship commentary, it is not to Krishna, then you are spoiled. Your life is spoiled, your study is spoiled. Sadhu Madhgana Gavaram. See, if you want to study Bhagavad Gita, you follow what Arjuna says. Where is the difficulty? See, what Arjuna has said about Krishna, that is already there in the Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna says, Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitram, Paramam, Bhavan, Shastratam, Purusam, Adi. You accept him, Krishna. Why do you try to make minus Krishna Bhagavad Gita? This is Ashkarna. That is not study of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita as it is. Study Bhagavad Gita as it is, then you will be benefited. And actually you are seeing that. We are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is all over the world, and it is becoming successful. Not adulteration. That is why. Adulteration means, the example is given. It was given by my Guru Maharaj, that there is a cup of sweet rice and he mixes some grains of sand. Then his whole thing is what? You cannot comment Bhagavad Gita according to your whims. Krishna did not leave Bhagavad Gita to be understood by your commentaries. Try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, you will be benefited. That is sadhu marga anugavalam. Chanted, it is Hare Krishna.